I'm Robin.
I'm Julie.
We're two mamas who love inspiring, healthy living.
After facing family health challenges and seeing how natural solutions transformed our lives, we are determined to help other mamas thrive, not just survive.
What if feeling awesome every day is possible for you and your family?
Come along with us on a natural journey.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Julie.
Welcome to our podcast,
Helping Mamas Thrive.
Episode 26.
Wow.
Yay. I know. It's kind of going to be called Sarah's Healing Story.
Perfect.
Or you must meet Sarah. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
I met Sarah last year. She's awesome. I'm going to intro her, but, you know, she'll speak for herself because she's the best. So Sarah, she is the owner of her own practice. She's a lead practitioner and director of 3 quantum nutrition locations and other services too. You were listing those off to me. We can talk about that in a little bit. She holds a master's degree in applied clinical nutrition from New York Chiropractic College and has professional certificates as a health coach, clinical herbalist, and advanced nutrition response testing.
Wow.
I know. She's an author. She cooks. I love your cooking videos, by the way. I forgot to tell you that. And like, especially when your son joins you and you're like telling him, okay, do it like this.
Yeah.
So she has a blog and we'll talk about how you can reach her afterwards. But she has a great story of how she healed herself and her family. And she's currently working as a natural health practitioner and speaks out and teaches, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So with that said, I will introduce Sarah Outlaw.
Yay! Well, thank you, Robin and Julie, for having me today on your awesome podcast. I am all for empowering moms to heal. As in the midst of my trying to be a mama, I needed to heal and I had to take matters into my own hands. My story started as a little kid. I didn't realize it, but my story actually started by when I got bit by a tick at around age 7. And I didn't know that that was going to be a problem. I lived in the Pine Lands of New Jersey at that time, and ticks were just the thing we had going on. And I got bit. It was the only time in my life I ever fainted. I actually got up really fast and ran into my parents' bathroom and then like hit the floor. So it was it was one of those things. So I had a lot of digestive issues as a kid. We are an Italian family, so we had a lot of like spaghetti and bread and things, especially on Sundays. And I would always feel super sick on Sundays. So I would go and lay down on my stomach, after eating big pasta dinner and just feel horrible. And my mom was like, you're fine. You know, it's just, you know, whatever. And then I went away to college. I actually graduated high school early. I was bored with high school. And so I graduated. When I was 16, I took my GED in the middle of 11th grade. I said, I'm done with this. And I went to college. I'm like, I'm just going to go to college now. So I did.
This is how Sarah is, though. This is her mindset. She just like says, I'm going to do this. And then she does it. That's kind of her personality.
And my parents were like, my parents' heads were spinning because they thought they had, you know, like a year and a half, at least more to like wait, and, you know, send me to college. But I'm like, no, I'm going now. So I went away, cafeteria food isn't the best. And I already had stomach issues. Well, I was like constipated for weeks. Like I would not go to the bathroom for like weeks.
Oh.
I was one of those people who like didn't poop. Mm-hmm. And my stomach was always bad. And I was gassy. Like I could clear a room like nobody's business. And, you know, living with other girls in the dorm, it was not a pretty sight. And, it was just horrible. So I didn't realize that, you know, drinking milk from those metal vats in the cafeteria was going to cause some problems because literally that's the powdered stuff. They put the powder milk. They reconstitute it. It's like non-fat skim. I did not put 2 and 2 together. I had no clue what I was eating could possibly be a problem. So then I decided that, I met my husband, I met him when I was in high school. Well, actually it was in 8th grade, but we didn't date until after I was done high school and in college. He liked me. I didn't like him, that type of thing. So,
yeah,
but we decided he was in the military. So we decided that we were going to get married when I was 19, because if we didn't, then he was going to go away and get to go to Germany without me. And I was not about to let him go to Germany and leave me in New Jersey. So we convinced my parents that it would be fine. I was actually already at 19. I was already a junior in college. So I, you know, was fast tracking. So I was almost done. I only had 1 year left. So we got married. We moved to Germany. I got my dream job at a veterinary treatment facility on base. So I was worked as like a hybrid vet tech and office manager for the vet clinic. Well, in order to work in that clinic, I was required to get the vaccines that the soldiers get, at least some of them. So aww. I didn't know any better and stuck out my arm and they shot me up with a whole bunch of stuff. Well, immediately my health went, so I tanked out. So I immediately started to go autoimmune. My immune system could not handle this. Remember, my gut was already compromised. I was already messed up like that. So if you have a compromised gut and you put vaccines on top of that, that is a recipe for disaster. So I started gaining weight. I started to stutter. I started to not be able to really function very well. And I just didn't feel right. So I felt super foggy, memory loss, those types of things. So I went to the on-base doctor and he took a list of my symptoms, didn't do any tests, didn't do any blood work, didn't do anything. And he just sat on his little notepad and wrote some things and then ripped out the script and he handed it to me. He said, "You're depressed. Here is a prescription for antidepressant." And I'm like, I was 20 at this point. I'm like, I don't think that this is right. I don't think I'm depressed. Like there's something wrong with me because I was fine. And then I wasn't. Like I was literally just besides the stomach aches, I was literally fine. And I told him, I said, "Doc, I am living the life of my dreams. I have my dream job. I just got married. I live in Europe. I'm traveling all over. And now I can't travel now because I feel so bad." And he's like, "It happens to everyone. You're just depressed. Just take this medication." Still did no test. So I still had no test done. So even at 20 years old, know nothing what I know now about natural health, I still knew to walk out of his office and say,
"That's amazing."
Yeah. So I walked out and I started to do research. I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know about vaccine injury. I didn't know about autoimmune. I didn't know anything. Health was not my thing. Like I went to school for other things like elementary education and I went for sociology and religion and all those things. So I had no idea about health. So I ended up getting pregnant with my oldest daughter. She is now 22. And now keep in mind, I'm already vaccinated and autoimmune and have heavy metals and all these things going on probably in my system, right? So I get pregnant with her. She's born. We move back to the States. I take her to the on-base clinic and we were apparently behind on vaccines at 5 weeks old. I don't know how that was, but they made her get, and again, I didn't know what I was doing. They made her get 5 vaccines at once. And some of them were combo vaccines.
Oh my goodness.
Obviously her body didn't react well. Obviously she already had the heavy metals that I gave her from my body. And I had Lyme at that point, didn't know it. So she had a vaccine reaction. She's vaccine injured, but she's not technically like autistic or anything. She does have some metabolic issues. She does have some mental health issues even today, but she wouldn't be diagnosed with autism. She's not, but she definitely did have some reactions because you can tell she has different health issues than the rest of my children.
Well, let me pause you there for a second, Sarah. Let me ask you a question. So at the 5 weeks, you know, you're already struggling with your health. You move back to the States, you let the baby get the vaccines. Like, did you note it? Did you figure that out right away that it was the vaccine? Like, how long did it take for you to be like, I see what's happening?
The doctor told me it was normal for her to have really high fever. And they just told me to, you know, give her Tylenol and give her ibuprofen or whatever. And then, so I didn't know. I really didn't know. Like literally had no clue. Like I just listened to the doctor because I didn't know. I don't even think I really did a whole lot of reading about when I was pregnant. I really didn't do a whole lot of research. I just like go with the flow kind of a thing and just listen to my mom and whatever she said. And,
well, so back then, didn't we just read that book? What was that book? About like what to expect when you're expecting.
Oh yeah.
That was the extent of my reading.
Remember that? Yeah.
That was it. There was nothing about health.
Yeah. You know what I used to do when after I got a clue about, you know, the real story about kids and what they should be doing health wise, I used to take like cards, like vaccine cards that were like, that had all the websites on how to do research. And I used to go to the bookstores and put them in the what to expect when you're expecting books.
See, yeah. She's fierce. Remember I told you she's fierce? Yes.
Someone has to tell these moms. Because if I would have known, I wish someone would have told me. I after she was born, I had her, and then I had a miscarriage really shortly after her. And then I got pregnant with my son, Tyler, and he's 20. And we moved to California. So we went to California. I got involved. I started doing more research and I started getting involved in this like Crunchy Moms group and this attachment parenting group. And I started a Holistic Moms Network out there in my town. And this mom there told me that vaccines were bad. She literally said, you know, vaccines are bad. You shouldn't be vaccinating your kids. And I'm like, what? Like, are you joking? So she gave me all this information and I immediately said, okay, I'm stopping.
Whoa.
I had already noticed that I started to connect the dots. I started to look into Dr. Mercola. He was my first intro into natural living. Wow. I started with the food and the personal care product. So I used to do, there's a really popular company out there. They're greenwashed. So I don't use them anymore. I don't say their name, but I used to use them and they were, they are who kind of introduced me to non-chemical cleaning products, because that was one thing I noticed when my daughter would sit in the tub, she would stand up and the back of her legs would be bright red. And I'm like, and it was what I was using to clean the bathtub. So I kind of started.
Wow.
So my poor husband, I literally took a box and I boxed up everything in the house, everything that was under the sinks, all the sinks, everything that was in the kitchen, the laundry room, and all the shampoo, everything, and put it in a box. And I said, can you take this to the hazmat site? He's like, why don't you just give it to the neighbors? I'm like, why would I give the neighbors poison? Like, I'm not going to do that. He's like, there's so much money in these. I was the air freshener and the Lysol, because I had to keep the house germ free. I had children. So
I think that's a common thing for us parents when we are on our like health journey. We don't want to throw away the product. And I remember, you know, my mom was seeing Dr. Palmer and she was saying something about some food that she was eating that, well, when she finishes it, she'll just get the other kind. And Dr. Palmer's like, so you're going to poison yourself. Like, you know that you're poisoning yourself now, but you can't waste the money. You can't possibly throw it out. We all had a laugh, but really that's true. Like I did that too. When I went all organic, I was like, oh, when I finish this, then I'll start purchasing organic. Mm-hmm. Like that's so dumb. Like I made the decision to go organic. So all this food doesn't meet my requirements, but I still cannot throw it out.
Yeah.
In fact, it took me, I don't know if you feel like this, like for me to like turn down free food, that was like a whole process. You know, like when you're on an airplane, you get free food. It doesn't meet my requirements, but it took me a year or two to be able to be like, I'm not eating free food, even because it doesn't meet my requirements, even if it's free. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry, I just wanted to insert there. So go ahead.
Yeah, I totally get it. Yeah. So, so I had baby number two, moved to California, started to go crunchy. And then that was where my journey kind of really took, went head first. So as a leader of the Holistic Moms Network there, I had speakers that came to speak. And one of my speakers was a muscle testing practitioner who did nutrition response testing. I had never seen muscle testing before. She brought all of her kits and everything with her to the meeting. And at that time, I was super, super sick. I had cystic acne from ear to ear. My skin is literally perfect now. I don't have one blemish on my face now. And that was like years of just struggle all the time. And so she's like, oh, I could totally help you. And I was kind of in the middle of this awful stuff still. And so she introduced me to muscle testing. I got on a program with her. And we actually had to move back to New Jersey from California in 3 months. So I only did a program with her for 3 months, which really isn't a ton of time, right? It's not a ton of time. When I got back to New Jersey, there wasn't anybody around who did that, they didn't do that technique. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm up a creek right now. So I decided to just go see a regular chiropractor and get some chiropractic care for me and my kids. At that point in California, I had baby number three. And then when I moved back to the States, I ended up having baby number four, or back to New Jersey.
Yeah.
maybe number four. And then our chiropractor at that time knew that I had my herbal certification, my health coach certification, all these things. And I was going back to get my master's degree at that time and going to get muscle testing training. And he hired me to be a nutrition consultant at his office. And since he used standard process and that was only familiar to me as a patient, I didn't know how to use them as a practitioner. That's when I decided to make sure that I knew how to do that and went, did all the training and all that with at ULM. That's where I actually met Lisa Palmer from Palmer. She's one of my mentors there over 10 years ago. So
awesome.
Had a full circle experience working with her now, which is super cool. So
let me pause you for a second so people understand what you're talking about. So when people do muscle testing, they have these kits. This is what you're talking about. They have vials of do you want to explain it? Frequency of what?
Yeah. Yeah. So what she brought to me was she brought a little test kit. I don't know if I have any here, little test kit vials that had the supplements, different supplements in them. So this little samples of them basically that she could test on the body to figure out if you need them or not. She also had these little test vials that had things like heavy metals or chemicals or immune system issues or food sensitivity. So she was able to determine really quickly what I had going on from that vial testing. So it's called muscle testing. It's applied kinesiology based and we all do it and it works really, really well. And, you know, you can contact Robin and Julie if you guys want to learn more about that because it's super, super cool. And that's evolved over time. And we can talk about that later about how the evolution of that, but being able to work with the chiropractor kind of gave me my launch into what I do now. I had a little room in his office and I was seeing patients 2 afternoons a week because I homeschooled my kids. And then within a year, we grew so quickly. I started out with 12 patients and it like exploded. Within a year, I had to get my own space. So I opened my own space. And then my standard process rep at that time was getting ready to move to Iowa. And he said, you want to open a clinic in Iowa? And I'm like, no, that's really dumb. Why would I do that? And then I thought about it and he was very, very convincing. And he's like, listen, Sarah, there's nobody in the Midwest who does what you do at your level. By that time, I'd already been through I went through like 15 levels of training and 2 years of training. And it was a lot, you know, a lot of stuff. And I was already seeing 100 patients a week at that point. And
dang.
So he's like, why don't you open a satellite? So I did. So I opened a satellite in Iowa. I was here in Iowa. I live here now, but I was here 10 days a month. So every other week I would come here. I would fly out on a Wednesday and fly home Sunday night and I would see patients. And sometimes we would see like 250 people in a weekend. I would work 7 a.m. till 9 p.m, no breaks, literally straight through. You had to like feed me, like, take this food. It's crazy. I don't know how we did it, but we did it. And we built up an amazing practice here. And then, and my health was literally restored 100% through getting muscle tested and learning all of that myself. I was able to handle Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr, adrenal fatigue, which isn't really adrenal fatigue. It's mitochondrial dysfunction. Just so you guys know, adrenal fatigue is not, it doesn't exist. It's mitochondrial dysfunction. So, and viruses don't exist either, but that's another.
That's a
story for another day. But learning what I learned now, I'm able to help people. So now I used to teach for Yulin Nutritional Systems. I taught it all over the country. I was one of only 3 teachers who was authorized to teach muscle testing nationwide. And now I teach for Lisa Palmardine. I teach quantum testing. I'm quantum 2 certified going to level 3 in the fall and the winter. And I also teach that around the country. So full circle. I mean, at my worst, literally, you guys, I didn't want to leave my house. I was about almost 30 pounds heavier than I am now. Was stuttering, could not put a sentence together. And now I speak all over the country. So I'm a huge living testament to what going full circle and 180 can really look like.
Wow. When you were healing yourself, what was your family thinking? And were they also calling you depressed and crazy?
No, you know, with autoimmune stuff, it's kind of hard. I mean, you could see, I look at pictures and I can see the inflammation and I don't have a lot of memory. So my memory is super impaired. So from age 20 to 35, I don't have a lot of memories. Like I don't remember things. So people have to show me pictures. I'm like, really? I was there. So I kind of made it through. I muddled through and nobody thought I was depressed because I wasn't depressed. I mean, I have a little bit of an attitude, but it wasn't depression. You know, it's more Jersey attitude. Yeah. I'm just mean. I was always, that didn't change. It was just the tiredness and the just feeling horrible and the fog and just like the dragging myself around and no motivation and, you know, not being able to do those things. That was the issue.
Yeah. I think a lot of mamas are like that right now, where they just are like surviving. They're, you know, they're tired. They have their normal stomach aches or their normal headaches. And, you know, they're just going from one point to another and not feeling healthy or well. And it's accepted.
A lot of mamas are surviving, not thriving. And that was my goal. That's why most of my practice is moms and kids, just because I didn't want people to have to go through what I went through. And, you know, for 15 years, no one could tell me what was wrong with me. I even went to a naturopathic doctor when I first went back to New Jersey and spent over $10,000 in 9 months. And I didn't get one little bit better, not one better. My skin was still horrible. I was still tired. It was just, you know, 10 grand in the hole. And my husband's like, we don't have the money for, we literally didn't, like, we one income coming out of the military. You don't have anything, you know, you have what you can get on WIC and get peanut butter and crappy milk from the store until you can get yourself on your feet. They're like, get out of the army, like, go buy, do it, you know, do whatever. So we didn't have, you know, a lot back then. So, to spend 10 grand and get no results, that was a hardship.
Right. Mm. But yet you still were open to other natural thing. So that's great, because a lot of times people stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I had that muscle testing done before that, I knew that if I could find somebody who did that, so I would drive to Pennsylvania. There was a study group there, and that's how I started. And then I drove to New York and did a study group there. So I had to go to find people to teach me. And then I started going to Florida as soon as I could.
Yeah. I think that now there's a practitioner network. There's a lot of people all over the country, but with mm-hmm. telehealth, you can work with anybody. And certainly if somebody's vibing with you, they can go see you. Sarah actually owns 3. How did you open the South Carolina one? Where was that? Where did that happen?
It was kind of like, so initially about 6 years ago, I had said I wanted to do South Carolina. It's kind of my move south plan. My husband doesn't want to go to Florida, even though I love Florida. He's like, let's not go to Florida. So South Carolina was kind of like our compromise to retire. I'm not near retiring, but so we were going to do that 6 years ago. And actually there was a couple of practitioners that are pretty well known up in New York area who wanted to go along with me. But then I got detoured to Iowa, whatever, it's cold here. And then things were kind of getting weird here in Iowa for a little while. So I decided let's as my exit plan, as my insurance policy, I better open in South Carolina now. And there isn't any, but they're literally in all those years of researching, and there never was anyone there. No one ever went. So not one single person is in anywhere in that entire radius who does muscle testing. Not one single person who does, well, advanced muscle. They do other things, but not like we do.
Wow.
So I'm only there once a month right now. It's like, it's literally a satellite office. I'm there one Saturday a month. I'm there a full day, and I just see patients, you know, all day. And then they just see me telehealth in between.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you have other certifications too, because I know you don't like to talk about it, but I do. You're certified in body code and emotion code. Are there other hidden things that you're certified in?
I'm a certified health coach. I'm a clinical master herbalist. I got that certification. That's the equivalent of a master's degree in herbal medicine. I have the master's degree in clinical nutrition, and I'm working on a doctorate. I'm working on a PhD and a clinical. It's like a double. It's like a PhD and a clinical. So the PhD part of it is in quantum physics, which is kind of cool because we do a lot of quantum stuff now.
Yeah.
That's taking me a lot longer. So don't put me too high on that pedestal. I am okay. So behind on that thing right now.
I don't respect you at all now.
Forget it.
You're off the pedestal.
I've been off a lot this year.
Because you're off the chart smart, obviously, because you know, graduating as in the 11th grade, but doing this while you have five kids. And homeschooling, I'm a homeschooler, and I'm down to my last one, but I just like the amount of time and the amount of space that it takes to not only pour into, you know, your family and everything, but be able to reach out and help other families thrive is just like amazing. So I think it is so cool. I do want to stop you at body code, because I don't know if our listeners know what that is.
Oh,
they probably heard of emotion code, because you
talked about that.
Have I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, can you explain it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dr. Bradley Nelson, he's a chiropractor, and he was realizing way back in the day that his patients were really dealing with a lot of emotional stuff. And he said he felt like kind of like Oprah Winfrey in his practice, because they would be crying and then they wouldn't hold their adjustments and all these things. And there was so much more than just an adjustment. So he came up with this whole method of healing that taps into the emotions, getting into that autonomic nervous system and allowing the subconscious mind to really tell us what's going on. So using muscle testing, because he was really well-versed in kinesiology, we're actually able to go through, it's an app that we use, go through and muscle test the person either quantumly or in person and find out if they have any trapped emotions, if they have any, you know, things that would be their subconscious mind telling them, like lies their subconscious mind tells them. Entities, like there's things that are attached to people that we don't like, you know, the whole spiritual realm, sometimes you don't even think about, but there's something else out there, obviously, that can inhibit people from healing. So anytime someone comes to me and they're stuck, say they came for me from a different practitioner, from other modality or whatever, I include body code in every single one of my packages, because it's so important to get to that emotional issue, or people will never heal. You can be on supplements forever and ever if you do not handle the emotional, mental connection, that heart, mind, body, soul connection, you're not going to get all the way better. You're just going to keep sliding backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's awesome.
So it's similar to emotion code. If Dr. Nelson also did emotion code. So how does it differ from emotion code?
So emotion code, if you look at emotion code, it's like one sheet. It has all the emotions listed in the organs, and then you clear those. Body code is like pages and pages on the app of all these different things. So there's actually six sections. I'll pull it up here. There's six different sections on the body code app.
It's like level one and level two. Like emotion code is level one.
Okay.
And body code is deeper and more comprehensive.
Yeah.
So like when I got certified, I had to do emotion code first.
Okay.
And I haven't done body code yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Body code is so fun because you can do it on your animals too, just like emotion code, but you can find out what they have going on. So we did a body code on my dog, and it was the saddest one I literally have ever done. Like he was so depressed, and I had no idea. Like I had no idea that he was feeling these things. And I was crying. I'm like, oh my gosh, you poor thing. Like you're literally a puppy. What could you possibly do? Like, what is
your problem?
But there's six sections. Each section has a subsection, and then they have subsections, and there's literally, it can go so in depth. So you can actually clear, if someone's in pain, you can actually go in, and there's like connective tissue that you can realign. There's different bones and muscles and all these things. You can get into the physical and then find out if there's any emotional attachment. You can find out if somebody has a vaccine that has been affecting them negatively, if that comes up. And then there's nutrition and lifestyle recommendations. So there's sleep that will come up. There's something called outside need, which can be a detox need, or maybe they need like acupuncture, or they need different nutrition or a vitamin. It'll all show up. And it's literally the person is telling you, but it's their body telling you. And they're just sitting there like, what is happening right now? It's the coolest thing ever.
It is.
Yeah.
And essential oils.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. We always have the blends. So it always comes up with very specific blends, and it'll tell you, you know, do you diffuse it? Do you do it topically? You literally go that deep and find out how to use it, why to use it, all that kind of thing.
Isn't that cool? So cool. When I met Sarah, she was showing me this at dinner one night, showing me the body code, and it just like stuck in my brain because it took me a while. I was like, oh, I am interested in this. And it probably took like 4 or 5 months, and I finally called her and I went to see her for emotion code and body code. It was awesome. And I had my whole family do it. We all have done emotion code, body code with Sarah. It was great. It's the best. Cool. And it's very enlightening to understand what's happening in your body. You know,
it is.
That's so cool.
So that was a good question, you know, because people
do ask that.
Yeah. And I forgot that you said that you include that in the treatment plan. So
that is awesome. You know,
Sarah's patients are seeing her for muscle testing, and the emotional component is so important. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been seeing that in my clients, but that's interesting that you include that. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. And Robin has helped my dog as well. I didn't realize he's kind of a rescue. And so he had, he literally had so much stress and anxiety from walking on the street that, you know, I couldn't walk him on the street. And so, and the kids never could take him for a walk. And she did just, it just took one session for that. Other things are sometimes take several. But I was astounded. I was like, oh my gosh. And now we run a couple miles together. And I just, I had no idea.
He changed like overnight to, to a sprightly puppy.
Yep.
So you have an aggregate effect too, Sarah, because I, because of you, I got certified in emotion code and I've helped a whole bunch of people.
Yay.
So cool. I know. So when you, when you got that, when you had the accident on your hand, I don't know how detailed, but did your dog sense that? And did you have to like help your dog emotionally? Like how to,
So the dog that we got the dog after I got, so I got attacked by a dog at the practice. So I have a, it's like my wrist is slit open. I had a crush injury and then it slit here. So it's my whole hand. And so I got the dog. I have two new dogs, but the dog I got because I was starting to get afraid of, I was afraid of dogs then. So I was afraid and I didn't want to be, so I would feel myself getting like, being at, we went to Junkstock, which is like a fall festival, and there was dogs everywhere last year. And I was still in a, you know, still in a sling thing, and I'm walking around and I could feel myself getting that panicky feeling, like, don't look at me. Like I didn't want them to look at me, but normally I'd be like going up to them and say, hey, can I pet your dog? Like I've had dogs my entire life. I have four dogs now. And one of them is a Great Pyrenees who weighs more than, he weighs like 150 pounds and he could like crush me with his paws. So I'm literally used to that. So but I think that maybe he absorbed, like when I got him, I think he absorbed a lot of those feelings that I was feeling. Because he, some of that stuff kind of came up in his body code and I was surprised. Like I didn't have him until like a couple months after the accident.
Yeah. That's so interesting. I mean, animals do that. That's very interesting. But humans do it too. You can absorb others' emotions. You can share them. You can absorb them.
Yeah.
So your fifth child, so is your fifth child the healthiest child since you were like the most knowledgeable by that point?
My last two. So my 17-year-old and my 11-year-old, my 11-year-old is my youngest. They definitely are. My 17-year-old, I say right now because she's more health conscious. She definitely is healthier. My little guy could live on pizza because, you know, he could live on pizza because he loves pizza, but he is like, so they're not vaccinated. My 18-year-old is adopted, so she has all the vaccines because we adopted her when she was 15, so she had everything. And then my older two were only, they were vaccinated at I stopped at 4 and 2. So
wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and we just started running so I got another certification this year, functional blood work specialist certification. And so because I wanted to be able to blood work better, so we I actually experimented on my family and we got, you know, I had all their blood work done. Well, most of them, not all of them, blood work done. So I can kind of see and then use them to read their blood work. So that was interesting too, to be able to see what everybody's blood's doing and then kind of cooperate that with muscle testing and see how much it does match. Just super cool. So in my practice, we have a bunch of different care plan options. And one of our care plan options includes the functional labs and then a functional report that goes over, it's like a 38 to 58 page report. It's so cool. And it goes through all of these things and you can show them on paper, like what's going on with their blood, electrolyte balance, and can their body metabolize carbohydrates and do they have enough protein and all that cool stuff. So
I was going to ask you that. Does it propose what foods they should eat? A functional.
I do DNA testing too. And the DNA test does the blood work doesn't because it's more like, here's your stuff. And it does give you supplement recommendations though. And it sometimes will say like my one daughter came up with dehydrated. And so there were supplement recommendations. Then it said water, drink water. So it will say that. And then, you know, like if cruciferous complete comes up, then you probably should be eating more cruciferous vegetables. And then it'll say, dietarily, like you don't tolerate carbohydrates well. So you should eat more proteins. Like it does give those kind of suggestions. And then there also is room for interpretation with you as the practitioner to give them more guidance. So it's really nice.
That's awesome. That is incredible.
That's really cool. I love that. So Sarah's telling me before we started recording that she has all kinds of other healing things at her Iowa office. Can you talk about the red light and all these other things?
Yeah. So we have a full body red light therapy that people can go in the room and just, you know, stand in front of the red light or sit in front of the whole red light. And they can do that for like 10, 15 minutes. We have an infrared sauna. It's far near mid infrared and it has chromotherapy, which is all the different color lights. So you can go in there, get the sauna session. And there's like 7 different settings you can pick. And then all the different color lights, depending on the symptoms. So we have a cool little chart in there with a little remote. So they go in, they read through the symptom list that corresponds with the color, and they can pick whatever kind of resonates with them and then sit there and do that. So that's super fun. And then we have a salt room we just got. So we have a salt, a little salt suite, and that's, it looks like a sauna, but it actually pumps salt. There's salt blocks on the bottom and then it pumps salt through like this air chamber. So you actually breathe in the salt vapors, which is really cool.
Can you explain why that would be good for people just in case they don't know?
Yeah. So the salt, Himalayan sea salt is, it helps with the ionizes the air. So it's like almost like an air purifier. So it helps to purify your lungs and it's really good for your respiration. So if people are coming in, especially as we move into a really harsh Iowa winter, which is really bad here, and people have a lot of respiratory issues, they can go in there and it helps to clear out the sinuses, clear out the bronchial tubes, clear out the lungs, and they just feel better. It's also very relaxing because it clears out those negative ions in the air and with positive. So you just feel just kind of energized, I guess you could say, when you come out of there, almost like you went to the beach, like that salty air feeling. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how you feel when you come out of a salt room. So it's
wow. That's cool. Amazing.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
I would imagine you muscle test that, like when you're, like when somebody's on a program, if they're having respiratory issues, you're like, oh, you need to go in the salt room.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty new that we just got that a couple of months. Oh, we got it in August. We got that device in August. We haven't had it very long. And so as soon as we move into more of the colder weather, we definitely will be, it'll be prescribed. Well, like you need to get into the salt.
Yeah. Room. Oh, sorry. So you also have foot detox and what
yeah. else? So the foot detox is one of my favorite and my patients' favorites because it pulls out. I mean, we see parasites in that water all the time. Like
you do?
Worms. What? Yeah. Legit worms in that water.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Usually it looks like rice. There's like rice ones. And then there's the white threads. We'll see like the thread worms and the round worms. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cool. I thought that yeast was kind of like, it's cool and disgusting at the same time. The white curdly.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. And you just think, I mean, that stuff is in your body and like people, it just helps people's detoxes. Cause we do a fast, I do a 4-month program. It's fast track to wellness. So, you know, I want to make sure they're getting the most out of their money. Cause you know, nutrition programs are not cheap. So making sure they're getting everything out of it. So doing those detoxes really does seem to help them get a little bit of a boost and a push to get better faster. It's like somebody toilet on their body, like the lymphatic system gets a flush. It's awesome.
Wow, that's neat.
How often do you usually have clients do that if they're on a program with you?
Depends on what care plan they choose, but usually they could do them as often as they want. They could come in every day and do detoxes if they want. Mm-hmm. So I recommend 1 to 3 times a week for foot detoxing.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. The sauna you could do sauna you could do daily. Red light you can do daily. I have my own little mini one here. So you can your body can handle the detox. And then if we're concerned, maybe they can't, we'll muscle test and just make sure.
Right. Can you share with people what the red light therapy, in case they don't know what that does?
Yeah. So we use it a lot as part of the detox. The red light therapy really just seems to help just make a lot of corrections to the body as far as detoxification, skin. So I'll put people in front of the red light who have like acne, or if they have scars, or if they have eczema or psoriasis, that does seem to help. And just a rejuvenation as well. So I'll sit in front of it in the morning. And even my husband said, because I was struggling the other night, it's getting dark earlier and I don't do well. Like October, November, like my worst month as far as like, I feel like it's too dark and I want to go to bed when I get home from work. And he's like, just put the red light on in your room and just shine it the other way. Cause you can't look at it. You know, go blind. It's like looking at the sun, and it actually really helped. So it was like 7 o'clock at night. It was already pitch black outside and I turned it on and just turned it around and just had the ambient light in the room. And I instantly felt that perk up.
Wow.
So it really seems to help with that as well. So
that's a great
disorder, that type of thing.
That's a great tip for people.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so spoiled by living in Florida because, you know, our skies, I mean, it does get hot. Like August and September are disgusting. Let's just face it. But our skies are amazing. And we just always can see it's such a happy state.
Yeah.
Like we don't live in a lot of gray.
We live in a lot of
right.
We're super lucky. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I traveled a lot down there when I was doing all my certifications in Florida for both, you know, both things I did down there. I was there a lot. So I spent a lot of time fall and winter there, which is nice because you just get that. It's just, it was like a nice break from the 30 below.
Yeah, I couldn't function like that. I mean, I've lived here most of my life and I just love it. Like, I can't imagine living in a gray.
I know. State. I grew up in St. Louis, so I get the Midwest, like,
oh, yeah,
you know, yeah. How that, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I'm finally getting used to it. Yeah. I'm finally getting used to it here. I feel like I'm starting to like it. I did not like it. We moved here in 2020 in the middle of COVID land.
Oh.
That was fun.
Oh my gosh.
Move your whole family, and then there's nothing open. Everything's like, nothing's open. You can't do anything. It was like, this is just great. Schools were online. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. And you bought a farm, right? You have like, a whole thing.
Yeah.
I have chickens. Just under
21 acres. I've got, you think of Iowa as flat, but where we live, where we are, we actually have rolling hills, which is really rare. So we got a really prime piece of land, and I have got 6 horses. There are 5 of them are off the racetrack rescues that all had health issues. And I got them because they did, so I could fix them. So they didn't end up at the glue factory. So we fixed them all up and they're awesome. We've had them for like 7 years now and they're awesome. And then I have chickens who were on strike, which they won't give me any eggs. I'm like, you guys get the best food on the planet, literally like organic, yeah. No corn, no soy. And you're not giving me anything. Mm-hmm. Like reloading. I was so mad.
I know.
Wow.
I had to have a discussion with my chickens. I went out there and I was like, this is ridiculous. You guys, I'm spending a gazillion dollars and I have to go buy eggs at the store. And I am irate, you know? And they're like,
oil her chickens. They would put essential oils on the chickens' breasts.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime they would have like a respiratory or thing, you know, we ditched the antibiotics like, I don't know how many years ago. And realized that their immune system, like when we just would use essential oils, if they started getting any kind of, you know, respiratory issues, it was amazing that these chickens responded. And I would even put a diffuser in if we had to bring one in. And they would just sit there and the next morning they'd be ready to roll and get out by the flock again. So
yeah, I wonder if we could come up with like a chicken, like an egg laying blend. Like we have egg laying blend.
Seriously.
Let's try it. It's a muscle test. So all we have to do is get all the essential oils we've got. Forget the list. And then muscle test, which blend can we use to get our chickens to lay eggs? And then we can as like an egg laying blend.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There has to be some kind of thing. So the other day somebody was on their cycle and they were having some issues and they're like, what oil should I use? And I'm like, well, I can test them. And I was testing like, cause she was having some PMS issues, you know, she just wanted her flow to start. I'm like, oh, I can test you. And it was just funny. So if you could do that, I think you could figure out the egg thing.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. So keep on with the farm animals. Yeah. So do you have any other like goats or?
We had goats when we had our New Jersey farm and then we gave them to another farmer and I'm trying to convince my husband to get more goats. They're evil. Goats are, they're so cute, but they're so bad. They're just so bad. And my husband's like, no, we just went to a pumpkin patch last weekend and they have baby goats you can actually buy. And I took all the videos and he's like, no, I'm like, yes, give me a goat pen. We're getting goats, but we do have coyotes here. So it can be a little bit sketchy sometimes with the coyotes because sometimes they'll come in. But we have horses. I have a lot of cats. We have 4 dogs and then we have the chickens right now. So we don't have any else.
And 5 kids, but some of them probably don't live with you anymore, maybe. 5 kids, 3 businesses.
Yes. They don't all live with me anymore. Some of them do.
You got lots on your plate, girl.
Yeah.
You do.
Well, do you
I literally could talk to Sarah for like hours. Like I have 10 billion questions. Well, so
you might be able, if you're lucky, you might be able to sit next to her at dinner at Quantum 3.
What?
But other people, she'll be popular. Yeah. So
ease my way in there.
Put a reserve table, reserve spot on your seat.
Yeah. She's like, I need to talk to Sarah. So Sarah, for the, any moms that are listening, just as like a parting thought. Yeah. What advice would you give them?
Yeah.
If you could give them advice.
You know, we always want to take care of our kids. We love our kids. You know, we would go to the moon and back for our children. But If you don't take care of yourself first, you cannot be the mother or the partner you're supposed to be. So you have to fill your own cup. I always say you cannot pour from an empty cup. That's been my saying for years. And so if you try to fill up everybody's cups in your family with an empty one, it doesn't work. So they're getting, you're not the mom that you could be. So they're getting half of you. As my mom would say, it's half ass, right? It's half ass. People want to half ass it. So, you know, you have to be able to pour into your children and your spouse or your partner or whatever, and your community too. I wasn't doing anybody any good the way I was. And if I would have stayed like that, then no one would know my name, right? And to make an impact, we have the responsibility to our corner of the world to make the impact we were meant to have. And to do that, we have to have our health under control. That's so great. My advice is to find somebody who can help you if you're out there listening and you know you were like me, or you were, had health issues, maybe, you know, like Robin or Julie or whatever their stories are. There's help. We're everywhere. We are everywhere now.
I know. That's all right. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, you know, fill that cup up.
But you know, in my mind, if somebody needs me, but they don't resonate with me, I'm okay with them seeing you or Dr. Palmer, like whoever. To me, I feel like the goal is for the person to get better.
Right.
And so whatever helps them, like if they don't really like me for whatever reason and they don't want to see me every week, I want them to find somebody who they do like. And so I feel like a lot of people are open like that. And, you know, we'll put your information in the show notes if people want to contact you. And also your blog, can people find that just publicly?
Well, right now there's something going on with that. The URL switched over and we can't get it. So it's like, you can't get to it right now. And we can't figure out how to get to it because Square took over from the company that we were using, and try to get a hold of somebody on Square. He can't.
Yeah. Well, we took your advice and did not use Square.
Good.
So we signed up with a different company and it's been great.
That's good.
So thank you for that advice.
They're rough.
Well, it was great talking to you today. Thank you so much for your time. And now we know we're going to see you in December.
Yes, in December. I get to come out of the cold and get to the warm weather with you guys. I'm so excited.
It's going
to
be amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. And if you want to support our show, give us a 5-star rating.
To learn more about our practice, visit @thelivingtree.com.